One of the lingering legacies of violence in Northern Ireland is our outrageous and distressing levels of violence against women and girls in the echo of menace and threat that still exists in Northern Ireland. The murders this month of Ellie Flanagan and Amy Doherty bring to the number of 33 of women and girls who've been murdered by men they know. We grieve with their families, and we commend the family of Natalie McNally, who with decency and dignity finally got justice for that murder. Is the Secretary of State confident in all that he's doing on legacy, that all possible levers are being used to tackle the disease of misogyny, including through Northern Ireland hate crime legislation?
Well, I join my honourable friend in what she says about the recent conviction of the brutal murder of Natalie McNally and the deaths of Amy Doherty and Ellie Flanagan that have occurred. It is a source of enormous sadness and, I would hope, shame that Northern Ireland is the one part of the United Kingdom where it is most dangerous to be a woman when it comes to violence against women and girls. One of the things that we are doing in the Troubles Bill is we are closing the loophole that was contained in the previous government's legislation. There will now be a means of investigating any sexual-related offences that occurred during the period of the Troubles. If they meet the threshold for investigation by the Commission will investigate, but otherwise, once the bill is passed, it will fall to the PSNI to look into the case.